What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you'll never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The phone lines are loaded up. And we're still talking with Bob in Las Vegas. So what's on your mind right now?
Mike, 2 points. First, you mentioned how, yesterday's show, you mentioned how the British people are not subject to enslavement by the European Central Bank. But aren't they subject to enslavement by the Bank of England? Because they're not. They're still using the pound. So
yeah,
how did that...
they still are, but except the Bank of England was actually nationalized, and it's actually being run by their government. Because following Bretton Woods, when the British pound stopped being the global currency and the U.S. dollar took over, the Bank of England immediately ran into trouble, and it had to be nationalized by the British government. And in any event, only one slave master is an improvement over two slave masters.
Right. And then on the Deutsche Bank, I haven't seen any stories about heavy bank withdrawals or bank runs. And you would think, in the state that the bank is in, most depositors would want to get their money out of that bank.
No,
but
there are stories
like
already. The hedge funds are pulling their surplus cash out of Deutsche Bank because if there's going to be a bail-in, it's going to affect the largest depositors first. And yeah, the hedge funds are already getting their extra money out.
But do U.S. depositors here in U.S. banks, do U.S. banks have a lot of exposure to Deutsche Bank? Is there something that we should worry about
here? Yes, they do. Yes, you should worry about it because of the derivatives exposure, because many of those derivatives were sold by Wall Street companies, and they could collapse from it the way that AIG collapsed during the mortgage-backed security meltdown. AIG had been selling derivatives left and right on all these mortgage bundles, figuring it was just free money coming in the door. They just absolutely did not keep the necessary cash reserves to redeem those derivatives when they came due, and that's what put AIG out of business. And that's one of the weaknesses of derivatives, because they're not regulated the way normal insurance would be, and they ought to be. To have a derivative, you should be required to own the asset being insured, and the company selling those derivatives ought to be required to maintain reasonable cash reserves to meet a reasonable number of demands for payment. And AIG simply didn't do that. They just took the money, put it in their bonuses, and that's why they got caught short. Deutsche Bank's exposure to derivatives is in the trillions of dollars, and somebody somewhere is going to have to come up with that money. And whoever sold those derivatives, they're going to be in serious, serious trouble.
Right, because I know Deutsche Bank's right. Their debt, I think, overwhelms the German GDP. So
yes, it does.
Merkel has even said there's not going to be a bailout, but will there be a bail-in? That's the question. I'm not...
That's got to be the next step. That's absolutely going to be the next step, and that's why the hedge fund managers are pulling their surplus cash out already.
Right. Okay, Mike, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch to Mary in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, hey, Michael. I like that song that you put on, Unemployment Getting Worser Every Day. I guess it's from the 30s, right?
Yeah, it is.
Is it posted on your site? I wanted to play it for my son, and I didn't see it.
Okay, well, what you need to do is go to the website WRHradio.com. That's the website for the radio show itself. Halfway down the page, there's a link that goes to the music from the What Really Happened radio show. And in there is a player that plays the music in its full length with links to the original artist's website, who were kind enough to give me permission to use the music.
Oh, okay, because it's really neat. My father... he got married late. He would be, like, in his 100th if he was alive.
Okay.
And he used to say in the 60s, this song was from when I was a kid, Blue Moon, and different things that were rewritten. So,
yes.
Kind of interesting. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Rome in Idaho. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me, Michael?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I just wanted to real quickly talk about the debate and how Trump was. I mean, personally, I was a little bit frustrated throughout the debate. I was wondering why he wasn't unloading on her as much as he should have. And I got to think about it the next day, and he's a marketing guy. You're a marketing guy, and he knew he had three rounds to do on this. But he also knows that the left wing or the corporate media has been painting him like an idiot, just taking sound bites and little video clips here and there that I don't think they've ever really seen him have a full on presentation. So my theory is that he was really holding back. I mean, he did pummel her a little bit here and there, but as well as I do, he could have hammered her a lot harder.
Well, anytime he went in to try and hammer her, Hillary would scratch her nose, and then Lester Holt would leap to her defense. That was the little system they had set up. And, Holt would get on in there and pinch hit for Hillary and turn things back around into an attack on Donald Trump. Trump was really debating two people during Monday. And the only good thing that came out of it, I mean, Trump, as bad as he did, still came out with a surge in the polls and a surge in donations. But Lester Holt has destroyed his reputation for impartiality along that with that of NBC News. And you need to remember, NBC has been a multi-million dollar donor to the Democrats. They were never impartial to begin with.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that was just my theory. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, the Barack Obama is already back on out there saying that the only reason Hillary Clinton isn't doing better, the only reason she isn't 50 points ahead, is because of all the sexists out there. So shame on you, sexist people. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And this is another card they've played time and time again, that, people don't want to vote for Hillary because she's a woman. And it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. I don't think anybody has a problem with having a woman president. The problem is that particular individual as president. And there was this tweet that was out there where one of these feminists frothing at the mouth were saying, you know, it's time we had a woman president. And somebody came back and said, what a shame you got stuck with this one. And that's really what it's about. We have to judge our candidates on their qualifications, not their gender. The presidency is not an equal opportunity quota-based system. And the same people who are telling us that we should vote for Hillary because she's a woman are the same people who told us we should vote for Obama because he was black. And look how that all turned out. Didn't really work out very well at all. There are some women I would support to be president. Hawaii's former governor, Linda Lingle, for example. And Linda and I did not agree on everything, but she knows the job. Cynthia McKinney, I would not hesitate to support in a run for the White House. Caribou Barbie, no way. Hillary Clinton, no way. It's not an issue of gender. It's an issue of character and capability. Now then, we're going to take another phone call. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, howdy. Hey, there's a guy over here that's got the Prophecy Club, and said he's been public speaker for years. He thinks that Hillary had to have the questions ahead of time because she was so well rehearsed.
Yeah, we've had several reports on that. There was one report that she got him a week ahead of time. Then there's that one video where Holt is actually caught handing an envelope to one of Hillary's people before the debate actually started. As a rule of thumb, if there's a way to cheat, Hillary's going to do it because that is her character.
Yeah, because you and I both know when I call on a phone, and I'm going to say and because I want to say something else, but she didn't say that, and she knew what she was saying. I give an example: Joseph Cotton stuttered, but you'd never know that. Some guy went to interview him, and he turned a tape recorder on, and the guy stuttered. But you'd never know that by watching his movies.
Yes.
I think she was well rehearsed. And that's my point.
Okay. Well, anything else?
Yep, that's about it. Okay.
Okay. Thanks an awful lot. We had a kind of a rough connection there, and we're going to switch over to Kyle in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, just wondering, what's your understanding of the Wells Fargo situation? And I do have a little bit of money with them. Would you suggest people having money with them?
Well, you're all going to have to decide that for yourself here, but here's the situation. Wells Fargo put pressure on their employees to go to some of their wealthier customers who weren't going to notice this and create new accounts for trading and various other things in their name without permission, and then charge these people for these accounts that in many cases they didn't know about. In some cases, they were churning money and equities through these accounts and charging fees and so forth. And it generated a huge amount of money for Wells Fargo. Then they got caught doing it. They fired these 5,300 employees who'd all been doing this. The executive who was in charge of this operation has now retired with a golden parachute of $140 million, and none of the Wells Fargo senior executives have been arrested. The CEO is refusing to resign, and now those fired employees are turning around and suing Wells Fargo for something like $2.5 billion. It's not the first time Wells Fargo's been caught doing this. In fact, we keep seeing these repeat offenders all across this financial industry. Whether it's Deutsche Bank or Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan or AIG or Goldman Sachs. And as I said, the fact that we're seeing this much fraud, and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg here, but if it's going on to this degree, it tells us that the regular functioning economy of the United States, of Americans earning decent wages and salaries, pouring that money into real estate, buying cars, buying things at the shopping malls, that's already shut down, and fraud is the last ditch panic step before the final collapse.
Okay, I appreciate that, because all I've heard is just about the CEO, was he in front of Congress or something like that, and whatever, but that's all I've heard. So, okay, I thank you for your info. Appreciate it very kindly.
Well, thank you very much. But, I mean, when you look at what has been happening all across Europe with the haircuts or the scalpings or the castrations, depending upon how you want to look at it, the wise and prudent advice that we give out at this point is that you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. You should have the rest in your home, under your control, buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, some of it in cash, some of it in physical silver and gold. Because we're hearing the ticking. We're hearing the ticking of that bomb. They can't keep this fraud up much longer. I mean, and, you know, they had to do desperation steps to try and keep the stock market here in the U.S. from falling any further than it did. But we're seeing the signs. It's coming apart at the seams. And I know that the goal of the Federal Reserve and the Obama administration is to not let the crash happen until after the election, because that will help Hillary. If it comes apart before the election, Donald Trump's going to be the next president, because he's been warning about this. And meanwhile, as we were talking about with that other caller, the U.S. is going to look for somebody to blame. Because politicians, as a class of human beings, will always take credit for anything good that happens, even if they had nothing to do with it, and they will always shove the blame for their mistakes onto some underling or the opposing party or somebody else. And they're already looking for somebody they can blame for the economic crash. Oh, it's Chinese-Russian hackers, it's Saudi Arabia, it's this, it's that. And they're going to hope that they can keep their nice, cushy jobs, even as your lives are being destroyed. Personally, I don't agree with that idea, but that's kind of where we are right now. Anything else?
Nope. Thank you for your time. I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the phone call here. Now, getting on back to the war zones, the U.S. is now authorizing delivery of lethal weapons to Ukraine. And last week, the Congress approved another law, the Stability and Democracy for Ukraine Act, or Stand for Ukraine. They love these little phrases they come up with. And as the Ukrainian embassy in the U.S. has reported, American congressmen unanimously supported the bill. And so now you are going to be required to pay for lethal weapons of war to go to Ukraine to turn on those breakaway Eastern Ukrainian republics who just want to be left alone to live their own lives. And again, this is all about ginning up a war with Russia and China, a war between the U.S. Federal Reserve note, which is in decline, against the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan, which are in their ascendancy. And the U.S. government can't fix the problems with the Federal Reserve note, so their solution is, let's go out and kill our competition, and then everybody will be forced to use our currency, no matter how bad it is. That's the thinking. That's the reason for all the bloodshed. Maintaining the U.S. dollar's hegemonic domination of the global economy. It's for that that your children are being killed and crippled. It's for that that you are being impoverished. It's for that that all of your tax money is being sent to make weapons of war and fund Israel, while our streets and bridges and rail systems are rotting into obsolescence. Now, as I mentioned during the phone call with John in Barbados, the U.S. is also sticking its nose into Somalia, and they did a bombing mission down there and claimed that they accidentally killed 22 Somali troops. Whoops, our bad. See, we do make mistakes. It's amazing. Things are heating up over between India and Pakistan. India has bombed Pakistan, supposedly in retaliation for the Uri terror attack. Pakistan is trying to tamp things down and say it's really no big deal. They're not going to retaliate. But everybody is, we've got way too many world leaders, way too many bankers, way too many money junkies who see a new world war as their best option for continued power and prosperity. Now, over in the Philippines, where they have really screwed the pooch, Duterte is declaring that the upcoming previously scheduled war games with the Philippines and the U.S. is the last one. There will be no more. The Philippines is already pivoting to China and Russia and forming alliances with them, which means the U.S. government has lost their excuse to stick their nose into the South China Sea, which they were doing supposedly on behalf of the Philippines. And then Obama just cratered it by going on in and daring to tell the Philippines how to deal with drug criminals in their country. And it was complicated when the EU went in there and said, no, 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 you can't just shoot the drug criminal. You have to treat them kindly and nicely and gently. Which is sort of making everybody scratch their heads and saying, just how many of these world leaders in the U.S. and the EU are tangled up in this illegal drug trade? Is it all of them? We know that this has been a problem. Down in Colombia, they actually put their president on trial for being a drug lord. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Pat in Fort Worth. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'd like to throw something else into the mix there. There was a prophecy over here in Irving, and people were at a ball game, and eagles came down, a green eagle came down and did a lot of damage that people didn't notice, and a red eagle came down and did a lot of bloodshed, and people didn't notice, and a blue eagle came down, and God told the prophet to stop that eagle, and nobody... You know, the Bible says, let him have a dream, tell it. Nobody in the church understood what it meant. After about a week, he asked God, and he said, the green eagle is judgment on America's economy for lying, cheating, and stealing. And the red eagle is judgment on America for abortion, euthanasia, gang rape, murder, which I didn't know what.
Got to wrap it up. 15 seconds.
Okay, and the blue eagle, you're to stop the blue eagle. So his specialty was throwing out the devil, how deliverance.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for that input there, but we're going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about the economy right now. Jim Willey is out in a recent video interview that Deutsche Bank is on the verge of what could be a trillion-dollar collapse. Now, Merkel has already said there will be no bailout from the German government. They don't have it. And Jim Willey is out there saying this could trigger the collapse of the euro, and possibly the global economy could start coming apart from all that derivatives exposure. And this has always been the problem with globalism and why I've been opposed to globalism since day one. National borders serve the same function as fireproof doors in a building or watertight hatches in a ship. They contain problems. So that if you have a fire in an office, it doesn't destroy the whole building. If you have a leak in a watertight compartment, it doesn't sink the whole ship. Globalization removes the fireproof doors and the watertight hatches. And that means the first spark, the first leak, destroys the entire system. And that's been the problem all along. It was this rush for globalism that allowed the 2008 mortgage-backed security meltdown, which was an American problem, to spread to Europe and contaminate their banking system. Now, back in Germany, it is not just Deutsche Bank who is in trouble. Germany's second biggest bank, Commerzbank, has had to cancel their dividend for for their investors and just fired 20% of their workforce. They're in trouble. Now, Wells Fargo is in trouble, and it turns out they've got other issues besides the fraudulent accounting. The Justice Department is now looking at sanctions against Wells Fargo over improperly repossessing cars owned by members of the military. You see, there's a special law out there that says if you're serving in the military and they know you're underpaid and you're often in other countries and mail can take a long time to get to you, there are special protections for serving military to protect them from bank action in the event their debt gets out of control. They're supposed to be given more time and more opportunities to sort things out because of the long delays often involved in mail getting to the troops and back. Wells Fargo was ignoring that. And apparently their foreclosure department was out there just grabbing all these cars from the military. Now they're looking at sanctions from the Justice Department over that. Now, as we mentioned before, there's a little bit of a conflict going on between India and Pakistan. That has had a negative effect on India's stock market. Everything's all tied together. People need to calm down. They don't realize how quickly the entire system could come apart from all of this chest thumping and bomb dropping and so forth. Now, back in 2008, what triggered the crisis was a bubble in home mortgages, which was in turn stimulated by real estate frothing, buying a house at a very low price in the morning, selling it for more at the evening. And this was all being done to artificially create equity on which more borrowing could be based. But it was all a phantom illusion. It was a gigantic bubble. The big problem now, and there are many of them, there's a student loan bubble, there's an auto loan bubble, subprime auto loans, they haven't learned anything. The big one, though, is the credit cards, because they have very high interest rates, and most people who are now in financial trouble are in financial trouble from their credit card bills. And if you're there, you should be looking at a bill consolidation loan or something, and whatever you have to sacrifice to pay off those credit cards and get rid of them, you need to be doing it right now. But the credit card bankruptcies could be the next big banking scandal, the next big banking bust. It's all going to come apart. There are all these problem areas, and the U.S. government is down there in the keel of the USS Economic with a roll of duct tape trying to keep the water from coming in. And they're running out of duct tape. Now, as you know, Washington, D.C. is looking at their money running out October 1st. They're looking at a government shutdown because however much money they take away from you, they can't balance a checkbook, and they keep running out. And so there's talk about an emergency spending measure, and we'll talk about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And as we mentioned going into the commercial break here, the U.S. government is looking at a shutdown October 1st. They've run out of money. There's negotiations in Congress for an emergency spending bill. And it is stalled over a rider that would require publicly traded companies to disclose their political spending. And Mitch McConnell is demanding that this be included. And I think it's a really good idea, but it's meeting a lot of opposition. And this thing may actually stall. Members of Congress who do not want the world to know how much money they're getting from publicly traded corporations may let the government run out of money on October 1st. And my response to that is, okay. Let the government shut down, then lock the doors. Belgium went 589 days without a central government, and things actually got better. Do we really need a strong central federal government? The founding fathers didn't think so. That's why they designed this nation with all the power and authority spread across the nation, to the states, to the counties, to the people. That central federal government was intentionally hamstrung to keep it weak and subservient to the will of the people and the will of the states. So George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, they all basically wrote into the founding documents of this nation, we don't need a strong central federal government. We can live without it. In fact, history has shown we do better without it. So let them run out of money on October 1st. Lock the gates. Part of the issue with all the financial shenanigans, there seems to have been a lot of wet work going on. A few years ago, it was all these biological scientists, biochemists, were all dying under mysterious circumstances. And then all of a sudden, it was all these bankers, people who were flinging themselves supposedly off the top of parking structures, a lot of Deutsche Bank people. And now, apparently, a Minnesota J.P. Morgan employee, 37 years old, and her sister, who was a trader from Chicago, were found dead in their luxury resort, $1,800 a night, and they'd been out drinking the day before, but the next morning, the butler that they had hired to take care of them got worried because their door was closed and locked, and the families are wondering what the heck is going on. Now, the official story is going to be, oh, they were drinking real heavily, and it is possible to drink yourself to death, and yes, it is, but for two women to drink themselves to death on the same night, I don't think so. Now then, over in Texas, there was a Mexican illegal went on a shooting spree, killing two people on the 26th. And the reason this is a scandal is this guy has been deported back to Mexico three times. And it underscores that Donald Trump is right. We need secure borders. This idea of just letting everybody in, and then when the crimes happen, oh, you're being racist. It's nonsense. This guy has been kicked out of the country three times, still came back and killed two people. Now, over in the European Union, they have a rotating presidency. Jean-Claude Juncker's term is up. The incoming EU president is saying, the quotas are going away. We are not imposing any more refugee quotas on the member states of the UN because of the EU, because the member states are fed up. They've just had it. So the backlash is building against uncontrolled immigration. Let's take a phone call. Rick from Winnipeg. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I was wondering if you heard of Michael Savage being taken off the air, I think, on Monday or Tuesday.
Well, his show was interrupted. I mean, his show wasn't canceled like we've seen so many others lately. But, yeah, he was on the air. He was talking about Hillary's health, and all of a sudden somebody somewhere pulled the plug on that story. And we're seeing all kinds of interference out there. My servers are under constant attack from the Tantrum Squad. We have seen other places where broadcasts are strangely, mysteriously interrupted when they get into these areas of inquiry, whether it's Hillary's health or the possibility of espionage. This stuff is going on all the time. They're just absolutely, doing everything they can to try and hang on to power, trying to keep the narcocracy protected and in power. But we've had 30 years of narcocracy, and I think that's enough. I think it's time for America to take their country back. I think it's time for Americans, as Donald Trump says, make America great again. And we can never be great when we have a government that is up to its neck in drug money corruption. And by the way, Alex Jones is now running a story where some of the pro-Hillary Clinton super PACs run by David Brock have now been exposed as money laundering operations. We just put that video up at whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Mike. Just one other question. Do you think whatever happens in the United States eventually trickles down to Canada?
Obviously, whatever happens to the United States has repercussions around the globe. But Canada, unfortunately, has followed the U.S. Into the world of political correctness, into the slavery of the Israel Firsters. And it's a real loss because my memories of Canada from very early in my life are very positive ones. And it's we actually, on this show, years ago, we're warning Canada, learn from our mistakes, Do not sell yourself into the bondage of Tel Aviv and the private central bankers. Do not fall for the false flags. But unfortunately, Canada has, in fact, been sucked into this mess alongside us.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, an insider over in Brussels is saying that the next EU member nation to leave the EU is probably going to be France. And we know Marine Le Pen is out there supporting a referendum. There are already referendums scheduled in Italy and Hungary, but France's is probably going to happen first. The EU is coming apart. And I'm sure George Soros and all those other New World Order globalists are just crying and wringing their hands and saying, what's wrong with these people? You know, that they don't accept poverty and losing their cultural identity and having all the rapes of their young girls and all the escalating crime. Why can't they go along with that? It's a small price to pay to have a single golden throne of imperial earth on which I'm going to plant my particular gluteus maximus. The pushback has begun. We don't want a global government. Look at the crime and corruption we're getting with the national governments, ours in particular at the moment. A global government is only going to be worse because there'll be nobody to stand up to it and say you're wrong. If there's a global government, a single global government of planet Earth, it's only a matter of time before somebody like an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin or a Pol Pot get that throne. And there'll be nobody to hold them in check when they decide, you know, I think we ought to kill off these people over here. I want a new golf course over there. Just kill the people living on it. Look at how bad things got in Rome toward the end. And yes, part of that was they were using lead for plumbing and they using mercury in their medications and they were drugging themselves insane, much as we are currently doing with the antidepressants. But power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The founding fathers had it right. For society to be stable and preserve the freedom and rights of the people, the power must be diffused across the entire country. Everybody shares in authority. Everybody shares in responsibility. It's a good system. The early history of the United States proves it works. But the money junkies behind those private central banks cannot stand the idea of anybody on planet Earth who is not a slave to their paper currency loaned at interest into circulation. By the way, somebody just sent me in a reminder. Apparently, Wells Fargo stock got hammered today. A lot of people did, but lost 2% of its value. So the writing is on the wall there. Let's take another phone call. Ali in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Okay, no, I love your show. I love your website. It's so amazing. I just wanted to ask you a question quickly because you mentioned Canada. And I'm just wondering that, for example, if Donald Trump wins the election, then what will happen for, like, the Muslims in Canada? Because we're not really involved in all that, like, nonsense that is going on in the world. But at the same time, because we have Muslim names, will it restrict us from coming in? And what's your view on this?
Well, first of all, it should be up to Canada to decide what they're going to do with their problems. I think if Donald Trump wins the White House, all the Muslim problems are going to magically vanish because they're artifacts of various competing political agendas. Certainly, if the EU starts to come apart and the United States under Donald Trump moves away from the push toward globalism, then all of this mass migration, illegal immigration, is also going to go into decline, and all of the ancillary problems will pretty much vanish at that point. But again, ultimately, it should be up to each individual country to decide for themselves how best to run their nation for their nation and their people. The globalists hate that, obviously. But I think Canada should make up their own minds about what Canada is going to be doing.
So I'm just wondering on your own perspective, because I clearly heard when Donald Trump said, oh, ban all Muslims and we're going to build a wall against the Mexicans. And I was like thinking, oh, my God, this is reminding me of back when the Nazis were invading like and you know, like, it's just gotten a little bit out of hand. Like, I'm just wondering.
Well, let me ask you a question. Okay, have you noticed how the corporate media is bashing Donald Trump for wanting to build an immigration wall across our border with Mexico? They never mention the fact of the huge and threatening wall Mexico has built across its southern border. They never criticize Israel for their wall that they have built throughout Palestinian land. Why is Donald Trump's wall being selectively out there? And by the way, Donald Trump is not the first person to suggest this. President Eisenhower shut down the illegal immigration problem with his Operation Wetback with only 10% of the INS staff that is working there today. But today, the INS staff is acting as babysitters and diaper changers for all these people being dragged across our borders. And that shooting case in Mexico reveals what the problem is. If they are caught and deported, they simply come on back in again. We have a right to decide who comes into our country and doesn't, and verify that they're going to be a benefit to our society before we allow them in. That's reasonable, not just for the United States, but also for Canada.
I agree, and I think that, like, in terms of the Canadians, because we love you guys, like, it would be, like, kind of
I love the Canadians. I mean, I've been to Toronto many, many times. I cannot tell you how impressed I am with the CN Tower. Even at the very tip of it, even in a high wind, it doesn't move a bit. It's amazing engineering. I love the inner city area. It's got all the
this
character.
Give a speech here.
I'm sorry?
I said you should come to Toronto and give a speech here. I think there would be so much people that would like you here.
I would love to. I would love to. I get invited to do a lot of speeches on the mainland. The problem is living here in Hawaii, it's always an expensive ticket, and most of these organizations who want me to come and speak don't have the money. The last time I did the 10th anniversary of 9/11 in New York, where they paid for the airfare, and I did do a presentation in Montreal right after 9/11. And amazingly enough, I was the only American who hadn't canceled because of 9/11, and actually got written up in the Canadian newspapers that I
and that was. That was also another question we had too, because we were wondering about the other building too that came down, which is never talked about as well, and it was literally on the news. You know what I mean? So I'm just wondering, like, how is that
building 7? We talk about that all the time. You know, obviously, like,
what happened to
that?
In the exact same way, isn't that a little bit weird?
Well, I mean, it's a classic controlled demolition. Controlled demolition experts are all in agreement.
Honest with you. I use this program. It's called Omegle. As you probably heard of it, right?
Is it like SolidWorks?
Online, it's like a chat for a lot of the young people in America, and like anyone in the world, and can connect. It's just randomly.
Yeah.
And then I was talking with one lady, and then she was saying that she wants to come to Canada, and I told her that we're actually welcoming everyone, because if anyone's not happy with your results, then our prime minister said you can come here. There's no worry. And then she said, where? We've never heard about it. And I typed it in Google, and then I got the article, and then I sent it to her. And then when she typed it in, when she pressed enter, then the message came up, oops, this page was not found. So then I was like shocked, and we were both shocked, because it means you guys are being censored with what you can
We already know that, and we know the U.S. government is already taking steps to try and control the borders so Americans can't leave, because we're already seeing a brain drain. America's best and brightest, the people who know how to engineer and do manufacturing, they're already leaving for other countries where they're treated much better than they're treated here. Claire and I would like to get off this island before the nuclear weapons start falling on it.
We've
both been to Canada. We love Canada. We love Vancouver. I love that anthropological museum there. We loved Toronto and Montreal. It's beautiful up there.
Please, if you guys can come here and do a lecture, I'm sure you will sell out. Like, there wouldn't be a single.
I would love to. I would be honored and delighted to do that.
I'm so happy that you took my call, because normally when I will say my name, they'll usually cut me off because of my name. But, I mean, I'm glad that you took the opportunity to hear me out, and I really respect you. I just want you to know I read your articles religiously, and I'm just shocked at how everything you say, but no one knows about it.
Well, the word's getting out there. The word is definitely, definitely getting out there, and I would love to come up to Toronto if anybody wants to sponsor me. I got a nice little PowerPoint presentation and get up there. And I love a live audience because I can use dirty words, which I'm not allowed to do here on the radio.
Okay. No, because we're very diverse, and it would be very interesting.
I love the city.
I'm glad you took this chance to speak with me, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And because right now it's about 6, almost 7 o'clock here. I don't know what time it is in Hawaii, but I mean,
well, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, and we're coming up on a commercial break, so I'm going to have to let you go, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
That too. But it was a pleasure to speak with you, and like I said, I'm going to tell everyone about this and your station, and I hope
Thank you very much for the help. Thank you very much for the help. We got to let you go now. Have a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of today's show after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to take one more phone call. Dan in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Just wondering if you managed to catch that debate on Monday between Donald Trump and Lester Holt.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
It was very interesting. I just wanted to reiterate something you had mentioned but kind of went under the radar. It kind of reinforces that duopoly that you talk about. During the primaries, when it looked like Jeb Bush was out, but it looked like Trump and Cruz were kind of neck and neck. Cruz comes out and talks about his economic advisor being Neil Bush. And to me, I was like, wow, that just reinforces what you're talking about. Like, if they don't have a Bush or a Clinton, then they got a Bush hiding behind the curtain. And I was just wondering if you could explain about the savings and loan scandal that Neil Bush was involved in.
I'm trying to remember. Was that the Silverado one?
Silverado Savings and Loan.
That was the one. Well, you know, back then, pretty much everybody was tangled up with this whole SNL disaster. And what was really going on here is that as part of the CIA's clandestine drug and gun-running operation into Nicaragua, they were using America's SNLs to not only launder the money, but to cause it to grow. And what they did was they would go on out, have cash business fronts, they would take the money from the cocaine sales, they would put them into SNLs as deposits, then they would form another phantom company, buy some worthless land or something. That was the whole thing with Whitewater, Castle Grande, and Flowerwood. They would buy this worthless land, find an appraiser to declare that it was worth millions and millions of dollars, or they would blackmail somebody at the targeted SNL to authorize a loan to the new phantom company with that worthless land as collateral. Then the phantom company would disappear. They would have the money. Proceeds from a loan are not taxable and not trackable. It's all laundered. You can send it anywhere in the world. Then they would simply disappear. The SNL would collapse. But the CIA scammers were still on the books for the original deposit. And so here comes the government with the Resolution Trust Corporation and a checkbook full of taxpayer money to make good on the original deposits. And so with this scam, the CIA could take $1 million and less legal fees, turn it into $1,800,000, all on the backs of the American taxpayer. And that epidemic of this money laundering, money growing, it was the real cause of the SNL meltdown.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I just, I thought of you right away when I heard that. So, I think you're right. This Clinton-Bush cocaine through MENA, Arkansas thing. I mean, I think there's still, you had a really good post yesterday with that gentleman talking about the,
Well,
sorry,
there,
I
there's,
forgot.
There,
I'll
there's
let you
the
go.
Music. Yeah, there's the music. We've got to let you go here. I mean, that was a big reason they went into Afghanistan. They needed a new supply of opium for the American drug lords. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, you are part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, what you learn from the website, and share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively.
effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.